Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab. First question, what other du'as can be read on the night of Laylatul Qadr other than the ones that we all read, Mufti Saab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa alaikum assalam. We say Jazakallahu khairan to Junaid Mota and our Dawood Mota. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic hadith is mentioned. Siddiqa Mother Aisha asked radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I know it is Laylatul Qadr, what should I read? He, Ya Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, read. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Ya Allah, you are very, very forgiving. You love to forgive me, fa'afu anni. We say on this Mubarak night tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, inshaAllah, Laylatul Qadr, that read that dua and read the following dua. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. If someone has to ask us what is the greatest success a person can achieve and obtain, we will say as Muslims that Ya Allah, you take us from this world with perfect Iman and Islam, and we recite in the Kalima Tayyiba, and we make, and that day is the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Therefore, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, authentic hadith. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawman al-qaqa fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Sheikh Abul Hassan al-Nadwi, our Ustad, he gave me permission, remember, for hadith. And he passes away there in India. It was the 24th or so of Ramadan 1999. Friday, he's fasting. It's Ramadan, he's reading Surah Yasin. And a verse he reaches, فَبْشِرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness and then a magnificent reward. They buried him, everything there, janaza, everything. Lo and behold, after 3 days or so, I'm in Makkah Mukarramah, in the Haram Sharif, the place where you perform tawaf, mataf, the place where you make sa'i, safa, marwa, mas'a. I was in a mas'a, and they announced after Isha Salah, Sheikh Abdullah Subayil was the imam, and they said, we're reading Salatul Janaza, ala samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan Nadwi. Allah gave him that honor, that 2 million plus people read janaza salat for him, ghaiban in absentia, in Makkah Mukarramah. 1 million in Madina Munawwara on 27 night, I was there present. So that is what you call Father Fawzan Azima, supreme success. Leave with Iman, Kalima Tayyiba, reading Quran Sharif and so forth. So that is what we should aspire for, O Muslim, O Muslima, O Sahib. That Ya Allah, give us such a death, qabil rashk motro, an envious death, you see. So that is what we all should be begging and asking. And don't forget the people of Gaza, the people of Palestine, and all our marhumin on these occasions. We remember them, our beloved parents, our children, our spouses, our siblings, and the entire Ummah Muslimah, see. And inshallah, it is Laylatul Qadr tonight. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars of hadith, said, if the night of Jumu'ah is an odd night, then inshallah, that night is Laylatul Qadr. It is 27 nights, so don't waste time with the TV and haram things. Engage ourselves in things that are permissible and meritorious and virtuous, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, prayer facilities available at work. I'm a Hanafi. And Shafi people pray Asr prayer early. Can we join them or wait for the Hanafi time to set in?
Remember that people call it Shafi time. So there's no such thing as Shafi time. We should know Bayanul Mazahib. What is Bayanul Mazahib? That one, the shadow becomes one, and then the second shadow starts, so it's already Asr time. Say for example, nowadays, quarter to four, 4 o'clock or so, so Asr time will start. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, sahibain. So if you reach quarter to four, 4 o'clock and so forth at your workplace, 100% permissible, wherever you are in the world, whether you are a muqeem or a musafir or wherever you are. And we encourage that. And we need, you see, we are too prejudiced. We got too much ta'assub also. We want to be more Catholic than the Pope. You know, it's a saying in English, you know. So remember that Imam Abu Hanifa is a genius. But on this issue here, you must remember that the dalail, the evidence of majority scholars is much stronger. Therefore, his own beloved students who spend so much time with him, they differed with him with respect. So therefore, if a person reads with a Hanafi, 4 o'clock, quarter to 4, Asr Salat nowadays, so and the time has entered, totally permissible, no problem. There's no need for you to go and wait for Hanafi time and all that. So 100% your Salat is done. And the Jutlas, one item I just saw now on my phone in the RH, they organized a big conference there, anti-Semite conference. And you know, so the Haaretz newspaper says, what a fiasco, what an embarrassment. The whole conference went sideways, meaning it was a disgrace for them. So this is Allah, Jalla Wala, the scum nation, the disgrace nation, the cursed nation. So Allah curses them in their own conference as well. So that is Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Jee.
Mufti Sahib, after suhoor I burped and very little food mixture came up, but I swallowed because it happened so fast. Is my roza intact?
So you remember that if you vomited and it's unintentional, inadvertently, so then your fast is valid, there's no problem. Man qa'a fala qada alay. Authentic hadith, Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So it will only break if it is intentional. You vomit, you put your finger inside your teaspoon or something. The way you are explaining that some food just came out, maybe you were eating too fast or whatever, and then it was still in your mouth, that didn't come out or so, just a little bit came up and then it went down again, so your fast is valid, nothing to worry about. La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Don't worry, no sorry, nothing. Verily Allah's mercy is with us. You continue fasting, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, interesting question. If a janazah is brought at the Eidgah, which salah are we going to perform first, Salatul Janazah or Eidul Fitr salah?
So in Islam, you must remember Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as far as certain things in Islam, you must make ta'ajil. Ta'ajil means you must make haste. So I give you a hadith, for example. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man arad al-hajja fal yata'ajjal. That whosoever may have made intention for hajj, do not procrastinate and delay and defer it, for fal yata'ajjal, make haste, make haste. Likewise, you got debts, you got accounts, you pay it immediately, as soon as possible. Why? Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tubza anhu. That Muslim person is away and he has debts, he has accounts outstanding, he or she will not enter paradise and Jannah until the debts are paid, so by the aid and so forth. So it shows that many actions like that we must make haste. Regarding janazah salat, so the janazah itself, the mayit says, Qaddimuni, Qaddimuni, take me quickly, quickly, that I'm already getting the fragrance of Jannah and so forth. So then you go. So if there's Eid day and janazah salat, so we read the janazah salat first, because Eid day you can still delay the time, no problem, but janazah we're not supposed to delay. And thereafter, if the person made a munafiq, a hypocrite or something, so get rid of him. What are you keeping him there so quickly? So in a case like that, we will say best is to perform the janazah salat first and then the Eid salat. So that is what the fuqaha. Therefore, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, if you want reference, go open Tirmidhi Sharif, Kitabul Janaiz, the chapter on funerals. He, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, said, al-fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. The fuqaha, the jurors, they knew the greater connotation and meaning of the hadith. So in a case like that, preference will be given first to janazah salat and then the Eid salat.
Mufti Sahib needed to know the Surah Ar-Rahman will be read by Allah Ta'ala or by Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam.
لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زِينَةٌ. Everything has got beauty. وَزِينَةُ الْقُرْآنِ الرَّحْمَانِ. And remember that the beauty of the Qur'an is Surah Ar-Rahman. So if you open any tafsir, classical tafsir like Tafsir Ibn Kathir, or Tafsir Razi, or Tafsir Qurtubi, then you will find it, you understand, that in the beginning of Surah Ar-Rahman, where they were mentioned, فَذَائِلُ هَذِي Surah, the virtue and the merits of this Surah, and so forth. So that's one. So the ulama have written on the Day of Justice, Allah Jalla Wala will inform and instruct Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, because he has one of the best golden voices, that he must recite the noble Qur'an, Surah Ar-Rahman, on the Day of Justice. You know, in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Musa al-Ashari, and his name Abdullah bin Qais radiallahu anhu, was reciting the Qur'an, and he did not see Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming, because from the back, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming from behind him. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Utita mizmaran min mazamiri Ali Dawood." You are given one of the golden voices of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam and his family. So even Nabi alayhi salam referred to that and so forth. If you study the, you know, Asma'ul Rijal, the reporters and their profile and their lives, go study Al-Isa, he is the Sahaba, Hafiz ibn Hajar, the masterpiece book if you want to study the Rijal in Isa, the reporters and narrators of hadith, so you will find all these type of things there. So that is what the ulama have written. So we say, Wallahu A'lam, Allah knows best.
Mufti Sahab, what evidence should I produce at work in order for me to get a day off for Eid? Because I was told to produce an evidence or a letter showing that it is Eid.
Very good. So if you are in Durban, go to the Jamiat Ulama there, Alpine Street, Alpine Road, whatever it is, and tell them on their letter here, they must write there that you, Master Abdullah, Master Ahmad, Umar, Usla, whatever your name, and Eid will be on 31st March, inshallah. And it is our very, very holy day, sacred day. Our fasting month has come to an end. And now we're thanking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for this great auspicious day. Chapter 2, verse number 105. And that is 185. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. You complete the period of 29 days or 30 days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَعْدَاكُمْ. You glorify the name of Allah. See here again now, that you read the takbir loudly, and that is the verdict of Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's and Sahibain, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students. So if somebody is Hanafi and read loudly, it's totally permissible. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says you read softly. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And it is a day of shukr, shukrana, thanksgiving to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with another month of Ramadan, Shahrul Qiyam, Shahrul Siyam, the fast, the month of fasting, the month of Taraweeh, the month of greatness, and Rahmat and Barakat and so forth. So you tell them, they will pen a letter for you and you produce it to them. If they don't want to, go to your local imam or anybody and they will do so. So inshallah, you take off Monday, and not only that, you Muslim employers, we can't say it's compulsory, but we will say that, you know, sometimes that we live in Western countries like South Africa, so we know Christmas is public holiday, we know New Year is holiday. So if you have Muslim staff and non-Muslim staff, you want to keep your business open, so it's fine. So tell your non-Muslim staff, they must come for job, and the Muslims at least give them the whole day off or half day off. They can spend some quality time there, mashallah, with their family. We in media. So I tell our team, I know Eid day you guys don't want to come. So I got no problem. But whatever programs you want to do, just pre-record it and then to play out, inshallah. So I told Suleiman, my brother, I said, Suleiman, see, that Monday is Eid. But now Monday night is our big night. There are thousands of people who have celebrated Eid maybe on Sunday or maybe Monday, we don't know. But we must carry on. So Monday night, inshallah, we will have Q&A this coming Monday night. So the work has to carry on, and we must take the best and share it with the rest, but try and accommodate everybody in things that are permissible.
Mufti Sahab, this is a very long question. What is the prerequisite for Jummah Salah to be permissible? Number one. Number two, What happens if there is a big gap between the imam and the musallis? Number three, what is izn-e-am that people should be allowed to come freely in the masjid? And do the trustees have a right to stop and debar them from entering the masjid for Jumma Salah?
MashaAllah, three questions there. So there are certain conditions, everybody agrees, that for Jumma Salat, I'll just give you that one opposite way. So you see a place like Arafat, here Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed one hajj after it was compulsory. Before compulsory, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed two hajj when he, the master alayhi salatu salam, was in Makkah Mukarramah before it became mandatory compulsory. So now the day of Arafat was on a Friday, but there's ijma and consensus, there is no Jummah Salat in Arafat, okay? Upon a musafir, there the person traveller, there's no Jummah Salat is compulsory. Upon women, there's no Jummah Salat. They read Zuhur Salat. So likewise, that you must have certain conditions. Hanafi say, minimum you have four men. So you have one imam and you have three people following him. So that's the minimum amount for the validity of Jummah Salat. The Shafi'is and them say, you need 40 men, and there must be atilun, balighun, muqimun, that they must be sane, mature, they must be residents of the town, and 40 beside the imam. So minimum you need 41 people. One second verdict of the Shafi'is, Allama Nawawi has said, is 12 people also. You know, COVID time and all that, we used to say even 12 is the teacher. But nowadays we must say 40, that is the preferred verdict of the Shafi'is of Madizatab. So beside the imam, so 41 you need. And you need, it must be a town or a city and so forth and so on. So there is a small farm, some isolated area. So in there you can't have, you must remember Jumma Salat. So that's basic idea we gave you. Second one is this, that if you have big, big gaps and all that between imam and the musallis, and so that's not good. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahadith is a lengthy topic. I just mentioned to you one, two ahadith. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man wasala saf, so wasalahu Allah, who joins the saf, Allah will join him. So what's the meaning? Allah's mercy will come to him. Wa man qata'a saf qata'a Allah. So whosoever, now in Taraweeh and that, you see so many gaps, people come and they go. So then we're depriving ourselves of the mercy and so forth. Suddul khalal, that close all the gaps. And one thing I find is lacking among our imams. So before the first salat, every first salat, say ishtau, ijtadilu, safay durus farmale, straighten the sufuf and the rows. Whether it's Arabic, Urdu, English, make some announcements so people must know. And before Taraweeh also announce it, because the serfs are all gone crooked now. So you wouldn't die or something, that at least you're doing something. And then we must always try and read Salat in the first serf. So khayru sufufi rijal awwaluha, sahih hadith in Muslim Sharif. Wa sharruha akhiruha, the best serf. And the worst serf for the man is right at the back, that the sign of munafiqin and hypocrites. So to have very big, big gaps and all that there. Is the arm means that every male is allowed to come in there. The people, the trustees or the imam cannot bar and prevent anybody from coming to the masjid. Yes, unless that person is a Qadiani, is a Shia, or is a Aga Khani, 100% kafir, non-Muslim. And now they want to go, come there and cause, you understand, big friction and some problems. So that type of people, you can prohibit. To the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so you can't, you must allow them. That is Islam.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know, as Muslims, when do we expose a person and when do we conceal their sins?
Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was such a genius, and Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah never saw him, because Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah passes away in the year 150 after Hijrah. And he was born in 80. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in 150 and he passed away in 204. But when he reads the books or he reads the fiqh of the Hanafi school, he gets so impressed. He said, "An-nasu iyalun li Abi Hanifata fil fiqh." So remember that the people are the children of Imam Abu Hanifa in jurisprudence. That is a famous saying of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. if you want. Now, this book, yeah, remember, you get two. You get one Shafi one, you get one Hanafi one. Al-Ashbah wa al-Nazahir. So the Shafi one is the Tadmai Suyuti, Allama Suyuti. And the Hanafi one is the famous one, Al-Ashbah wa al-Nazahir. So in the Hanafi book, Al-Ashbah wa al-Nazahir, you will find the answer for this. If a person, remember, is crooked in his business, for example, he's doing fraudulent dealings and so forth and so on, so you must tell him that and so forth, that it's unacceptable what you are doing, and we bring it to his attention. Waylul lil mutaffifin, chapter 83, verse 1. But when a person is frauding, defrauding the Sharia and Islam and the religion, so he's saying halal things are haram and haram things are halal and so forth. You warn him and tell him, he don't listen, then you must name him, you must shame him, you must nail him. So that is what Islam teaches us. We must remember, mudahana, that you call mudahana, waddu law tudhinu fayudhidun, compromise, compromise in Sharia is not permissible. We cannot be apologetic, we can't be compromising our deen for expediency to make the politician happy, or to make a trustee happy, or to make ABC person happy, the sponsors happy, and subvert Islam, that's definitely unacceptable. Last question.
Mufti Sahib wanted to find out if a person will be sinful and will his ibadat be accepted if doubtful meat was consumed by deception. Person did not know haram doubtful was being served.
In a case like that, you must remember your ibadat is accepted because you didn't know. And Quran Sharif teaches us the golden teaching, chapter 2, verse 286. La yukallif, the last verse of Surah Baqarah, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha, that you, human being, you will not be burdened there to do anything except according to your ability, capacity, capability. I am on traveling here and there. Allah forbid, inshallah it won't happen. But a person comes and gives me something in the masjid iftar time. I'm just giving example, obviously. And that is doubtful thing, is haram thing. So the sin won't be upon me, the sin will be upon them. But if we got doubt regarding anything, then we must abstain from that authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, leave that which puts you into doubt and offer that in which there's no doubt. My last message to you this morning is, O Muslim, O Muslimah, tonight is 27th night, inshallah, is Laylatul Qadr, South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and few other countries. So make sure that we are speaking to our family members and others. Some of us have severed ties with people, our own family and others, for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your ibadat will not be accepted, hatta yastaliha, till you reconcile, is hadith in Mishkan Sharif. So make salam at least, and then all our ibadat will be accepted. Make dua for us tonight, 9 to 10, inshallah, live program on Markaz Sahaba. There will be lecture in dua, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, between 9 and 10 from the Babatan Masjid, inshallah, Aziz. Barakallah, Fik, Salaamu Alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.